Hi there. Today we're talking to Dr. Andy Tannenbaum. He was here today at LinuxConf AU giving a talk on Minix 3 and giving some of the advantages that he feels are in the operating system that he's working on. Thanks for talking to us.
I think the thing that I'm most concerned about is very high reliability. That when you talk to ordinary users as opposed to the tech people, what they want is that it should work all the time, you know, failure rate of zero, basically. And I think it's very difficult to build a large monolithic system with millions of lines of code in the kernel and make that bug-free. Studies have shown that there's like one bug every 100 lines, if you're very good, one every 1,000 lines of code. And our idea is to have a very small kernel and all the rest of the system run as separate processes in user space, each one with very limited power to access the system, so that they can't, not every process can talk to every process, not every process can make every kernel call. They're all very tightly restricted. Every driver, every server, and so on, has very limited power, so that way, if a component fails, the failure doesn't spread. It's possible to replace failed components on the fly to give a system that's more reliable than the individual components. Similar to the way that, say, a RAID can survive disk failures and continue to work. Software should be able to survive failures also and continue to work.
And do you want to talk a little bit about the separation between user space drivers and how that works as opposed to in Linux where the drivers are usually actually part of the kernel?
Sure. The idea is the kernel should only do those things that you have to have in the kernel, such as interrupt handling, low-level process management, things like that. And each device driver is a separate process. It runs in user mode. It's protected by the MMU, but it doesn't have very much power. It can't, for example, touch any I.O. ports. It can't execute any privilege instructions. It can't send messages to arbitrary processes. Instead, it's got to make kernel calls, and the kernel, for example, allows each driver to talk to those I.O. ports which are appropriate for that driver. So the disk driver can talk to the disk ports, but it can't talk to the printer ports, and so on. The kernel calls that every process can make, every driver can make, are only those calls that are relevant for the work it has to do. So we've very much limited the power of each piece. So if something goes wrong, and it's inevitably going to happen, it can't do much damage. It can only damage itself. And we're constantly checking to see if each driver and each component is healthy. And if it's not, we replace it on the fly without interfering with the running system. So we can start, for example, a network transfer up, and we can kill the disk driver, and we can kill the Ethernet driver repeatedly. And the transfer will continue, only it'll take longer because we've on the fly replaced the drivers, you know, while the system is operating. I think this gives much more reliability than more conventional systems.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much for talking to me today.